T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Legal tampering period is over.
Woo!
The NFL's 2019 league year has officially started.
I am so excited to sit next to Antonio Brown.
Odell Beckham traded.
Wide receiver Philip Dorsett coming back on a one-year deal per reports.
Oh, boy.
Corner Jason McCourty back on a two-year contract.
Oh, boy.
Brandon Bolden, John Simon added yesterday.
Oh boy.
All right, not the biggest names to be sure.
Can we move on?
Patriots made it official today. They'd acquired Michael Bennett.
I used to hate the Patriots. I hated it because Tom Brady hair was long.
Tom Brady, he's a pretty man, y'all.
So you even hated the Patriots when your brother was on the team?
I went there and they gave me a damn employee handbook.
But now I'm here, I love it. I love Tom Brady's hair. I love being a Patriot.
Why not that? Why not that?
Right now.
Forward in time or back into the future?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
That still makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Forward in time or back in the future. It still kind of plays.
Guess what? It's the MFers again. You know, tough guy Ordway. Couldn't do it.
Oh, God.
Couldn't do it.
He's really losing his...
It's my voice. If I don't have my voice, I got nothing. That's my baby. I got to take care of my baby.
I got to nurse it back to health.
I can't push it.
Wimpy baseball.
Yeah. I can't push it.
Two days, dude.
2 days
in a row. Here, for the record...
2 days.
For the record, I had the flu like a month ago. I missed one freaking day. One day.
It was a Wednesday, too. You did
back.
The smart thing.
It came back,
yeah.
Right? And then I just fought through it because I would never leave my guys behind.
Mm-hmm.
I have that warrior spirit.
I want
that, that mentality.
I want a poll at some point, right? See if he's going to show up the rest of the week. Think he really went away?
He was jealous of Bill. He saw Bill and Linda out there in Barbados.
He got a call.
Sarah, we got to go also. I'm going to get my bikini out. Get your two-piece. That's what he does. He gets jealous.
I can walk the beach with Bill with my shirt off, and I could look good. Did you see the picture
push-ups.
Of Bill? I'm in better shape than Bill.
Unbelievable.
His fake punt is when the punter throws the football.
Lord,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
So that voice, he's out. So he's out for the day.
Okay.
So you got the MFers here again today. A little bit of news.
A lot of news, actually.
Making a splash. Philip Dorsett. He returns in a one-year deal. We don't think we have the numbers yet. We'll continue to check that out. But real quick, what do you think of Philip Dorsett signing?
I like this signing. I actually love this signing. I think he's going to be, under the radar, Danny Amendola type. The one thing that they did with this guy, and they really screwed him up, because he was really trending in the right direction, but they ended up signing Josh Gordon, and they gave away all his targets.
This isn't about
Josh Gordon, okay?
This is about
Philip Dorsett.
It is.
Think about it. So when Philip Dorsett, in the first 4 weeks of the season for Philip Dorsett, he had 16 receptions in 4 games, 165 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And oh, by the way, you know what one of those games were? Detroit. Didn't get a target, didn't have a catch. Okay, of course, everyone played like crap in that game. So, of course, you burn that one down. So, really, in 3 games, these are the Fourier numbers based on, the law of averages. Okay, I take out that last game.
60
receptions, 165 yards, 2 touchdowns, okay? This is before Gordon. In that first game against Houston, he was 7-for-7, Lou, 66 yards and a touchdown. That's pretty freaking good. Okay, so
why are you yelling?
That's because it irritates me that Josh Gordon, with his pretty looks and his big physical body and his speed and, you know, his great catch radius, completely delayed the development of Philip Dorsett. So that kind of just bugged me a little bit, because this guy, he was trending in the right direction. He was going to be a guy that would be consistent for you, reliable for you.
I don't know why you're yelling at me. I like him. I never said he's trash. I thought he'd be back. It's an easy one. I like Philip Dorsett. He didn't drop a pass, right? For like, I don't know how many, the year
and
or the weeks.
And every time, it was 11-for-11.
Yeah.
And
by the way, Brady threw 2 touchdowns in the postseason. Both with Philip Dorsett.
Yeah.
Both of them.
I just feel like this is a, you know, people are looking at Philip Dorsett and they kind of go, he doesn't really do anything. He's a situational guy. He's got a lot of speed. He's an underachiever. I think this is going to be the steal of the year. When you talk about production, what you pay for him. We don't have the numbers yet. What you pay for him. I think this guy, when it's all said and done, he's going to be the star of the season.
Slow it down a little bit. I mean, I like him. Okay?
No, well,
Is you're telling me, can he be Dola? The big catch.
He basically is.
Okay.
Dola last year, but just a smaller level. Yeah.
Huge role. All right. So, yeah, I like it. I think it's a simple one. I think they have, like, Julian Edelman, and then I think they have like, their fourth wide receiver. Possibly their third. You know, and I don't know. Maybe they thought that they were going to get their second wide receiver in Adam Humphries. How about the news of this? Like, so Adam Humphries is a guy that everybody talked a lot about, right? They sit down in Tampa Bay. He's one of the wide receivers that are out there that people like. Tyrell Williams was a guy. He's gone. He's in Oakland.
So is Dante Moncrief, by the way.
Moncrief
is a guy that I had.
He's in Pittsburgh. All right, so here comes Adam Humphries. He signs with the Tennessee Titans, 4 years, $36 million. And then you start hearing as the day went on that it was between the Patriots and the Titans. And you're like, oh, yeah, whatever, the Patriots. They're throwing it out there, right? They're just throwing their media people to make the Patriots fans feel like they're actually in on this guy. They weren't in on this guy. Then you get a report from Paul Kuharsky. Okay, whatever his name is. Covers the Titans. And he actually tweeted out the story of the report that the Patriots actually, before it was official with Humphries signing with the Titans, they offered $1 million more. They offered 4 years, $40 million for Adam Humphries. 4 years, 40 for this guy. He's a slot guy. I mean, he's 5'11", 195.
But he's a white slot guy. So right. There's a premium on white slot guys.
And you know, I look at him and he say he just turned 26 years old. You know, last year, he's gotten better every year. I mean, we know the wide receivers they had down there, Deshaun for a while, and obviously Evans. But still, you know, 76 catches last year, 5 touchdowns, 816 yards, 61 the year before. So every year there's an uptick in some of those numbers. I don't know. Bill probably looked at this guy and said, yeah, I'm going to invest $10 million. They tried to get him. They lost out on him. They offered more money because he's my new Julian Edelman, and Julian Edelman's now playing the role of Wes Welker. He's taking Julian Edelman's spot. One more year, Jules, and I got Humphries. It didn't work out, but now it's out there.
Yeah,
I
think they're in trouble based on the fact that they lost on Humphries. The guy that I wanted them to get, Moncrief, is gone. And all these guys, even Funchess is gone. He signed with Indianapolis. You're starting to have less supply, and you still have the demand. And it looks like Golden Tate is the next guy up that seems to be the Patriots' target. Mm-hmm. But he's got other suitors. Now, if you're looking at who is he competing against? Who are the Patriots? Right. Are they going to undersell and under? Are they going to see? This is a situation where they have to be all in on overpaying this guy because they lost out on Humphries because they shot too low.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I don't think that 4 years, $40 million. And so I heard somebody say, well, if they're willing to give Humphries 4 years, $40 million, then I expect Golden Tate to be here. No. He's 26 years old. Golden Tate's what, 30? I don't know if that commitment's going to be there lengthwise for Golden Tate. But this was Ian Rappaport talking about now maybe the Patriots have some interest. Now, maybe because they missed out on Humphries, but still, Patriots, Golden Tate.
Ian, I'll let you get the ball rolling with Golden Tate. What news you have there?
Yeah, one of the top receivers available right now. Obviously, big name guy, traded from the Lions to the Eagles last year. Certainly has a lot of interest. I know a couple teams that were at the least interested in potentially trading for him last year have some interest in him this year. Patriots would be one. The Steelers would be another. At this point, still waiting to find his landing spot, but we've kind of gone to the second wave of free agents now, and no doubt his interest is going to pick up over the next couple days.
Well, there you go. And you know, it kind of does make sense, right? Because if your first target, it sounds like, was Adam Humphries. You went after him. You didn't get him. You offered him more money. He still didn't come back. Okay, so
this is where their philosophy comes to bite them in the ass.
The next target, Golden Tate.
Yeah.
Right? So now they're going to go all in on Golden Tate. We'll see if they swing and miss on this guy. I don't know. If there's a bidding war, do you feel good about it?
No, I don't. And it has more to do with the fact that where they put their priorities. They're going to end up screwing themselves because their priorities are placed on the wrong side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a history of showing favoritism to the other side of the ball, to the defensive side of the ball.
It's interesting you say that. So you go after Humphries, you swing and miss. Maybe you don't want to outbid for Golden Tate. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, you got Julian Edelman making $2 million. Okay? And so with that, if I'm Julian Edelman, I am pissed off. Okay? I'm pissed off because, to be honest with you, I think it's obvious at this point when you look at this squad, Christian, Bill Belichick is playing favorites. And when we come back after this break, I'll explain what we mean by that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Coach, I appreciate it, man.
MVP.
It's a long year, man. I appreciate that. Coach.
Appreciate you too, buddy.
Appreciate it.
What a year.
Through the downs and everything, man. You were the way you treated me and that whole thing was awesome. It was like a fatherly
thing. You earned it, buddy. You earned it.
Thanks, Coach.
Like a father figure?
Bill's looking at him saying,
father figure. Why didn't you start singing that song?
Yeah.
I tell you what, everybody's in love mode when it comes to post-Super Bowl emotions.
It was Edelman and Belichick.
Right after the Super Bowl, right?
You think Bill's sitting there saying, yeah. Remember that, too, by the way. Remember that. This offseason.
Remember how I treated you?
Remember how I stuck with you?
Yeah.
Remember how you served four games? Remember how you blew out? You know, when we still paid you. Remember how you missed four games for PEDs?
It's not Ryan Shazier. It's not like he blew out his body.
I'm just saying, you know, like technically the last 2 years we've paid you for 12, you know, 15 games. But yeah, just remember that. Because I'm going to replace your ass. You're only making $2 million. I mean, if you're Julian Edelman, we had this discussion yesterday, and you see 4 years, $40 million to Adam Humphries, who was a slot guy. Right? And by the way, Adam Humphries yesterday, okay, when it was official, announced at his press conference, talked a little bit about New England as well.
Definitely my understanding. That was, that was something that, you know, I was, you know, weighing the options between both teams. You know, it was tough. You know, obviously they have a lot of success with, you know, guys, you know, similar to me. You know, everything I've said to you guys today about why I chose here is true. And I'm excited to work with this team and, you know, hopefully propel them to some wins and a playoff run.
They've had a lot of success with guys like me, Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, and then it was going to be me.
Hogan, are you kidding me?
I am a white guy.
It was going to be him. What does that mean with Julian Edelman?
Amendola?
The Dola, yeah.
Oh, it's to me. I'm actually happy he's not a Patriot right now because I don't want Humphries to add to the narrative that they only sign white guys.
That was tough. You know, obviously they have a lot of success with, you know, guys, you know, similar to me.
Yeah, guys like me, because I'm sure Josh McDaniels, during the recruitment process, were probably saying, listen, look at these guys. Welker, Hogan, Amendola.
White guy.
I mean, come on, Edelman. Edelman's a quarterback.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you fault them for missing out on Adam Humphries? If you wanted him that badly, why did you wait to offer him more money? Because Humphries,
well, they misjudged from the beginning. Well, he basically
was like, "Man, geez, they offered me more money, but I, you know, in principle, he's a guy of principle. He told the Titans, I'm in 4-36. And then the Patriots come back and say, you know what, we screwed up. We didn't read the market properly. We want you. Here's 4-40. So they wanted him, but were they too cheap on this guy for the fact that they wanted him?
Yes, they were too cheap on him. Yes, I think the Patriots believe that there's this allure with this team, especially offensive weapons, right? Hey, you guys, you're gonna play with Brady. Tom Brady's gonna throw you passes. you're going to be in Super Bowls. You're going to have a significant role and an unbelievable experience.
Tom Brady, he's a pretty man.
Because we're always gonna be in it. We're always gonna be in the mix, and you're gonna be a big part of that. All you have to do is be friends with Brady, like what he likes. You know, go where he goes. You know, do his workout. Show up at TV12. Yeah, they did. I think they screwed this one up, and a lot of it, in my opinion, has to do with where their priorities lie or where their heart lies, and that's the defensive side of the ball. Like they will devote more resources and time to the defensive side of the ball more than they would the offensive side. Now, take out Brady from the equation. He's the quarterback. Every team is going to give a bunch of money to their starting elite, world-class, Hall of Fame quarterback.
Which brings us to what we said before the break. Bill Belichick, does he play favorites with his offense and his defense? Right? When you look at this offense and you look at what's gone on there, right? Gave him a little shiny toy in Brandon Cooks for a year, right? Went out and got him, no question about it, but do I want to spend the money? You know, by the way, Patriots fans get it confused when they see Brandon Cooks signed a deal out in L.A., and they say, well, do you want to give him that kind of cash? No, they didn't have to. They didn't have to. They could have paid him like $7.5 million, right? That's what he was for 1 year. Could have for one more year.
But
they didn't want to spend that kind of money. On an offensive weapon.
And a skill position player doesn't have to be Antonio Brown in this offense. You can be Chris Hogan. You can be Danny Amendola. You don't have to. You can be Malcolm Mitchell. You can be Brandon LaFell. You can be Chad Ochocinco. I can go down the line of older quarter receivers, younger receivers, tight ends. You name it. You don't have to be that guy.
Right. So Tom Brady, you want a little bit more money? Sure, here's some incentives to Tom Brady.
Let's do it this way.
How about this? But even Rob Gronkowski. You don't like what you're getting paid? I'll throw you a little more incentives.
We're going to win anyway.
We're going to make you work. You're the best tight end in football. We're going to make you work. Julian Edelman, you're a Super Bowl MVP. Everybody knows how important you are. I'm going to stick with your $2 million. I don't know where everyone's coming up with this thing. People are tweeting to me and texting everything about how Edelman's making $5.4 million.
They can't cover me.
Are they going to?
That's his, people, that's his cap hit. His yearly cash is actually $2.875 million.
What's up, bro?
Because there's a workout and a roster bonus. His base salary is $2 million. It's not $5.4 million. That's his cap hit. Okay, so Julian Edelman, you're going to squeeze him for $2.5 million? We know what Brady's always kind of done, moved money around here and there, but you made him play for incentives, you made Gronk play for incentives, and you're paying Jules $2 million. Would he do that with his defense? Like, does he always have to make it hard on Brady, on McDaniels? Tom Curran wrote about this yesterday. Is it just always Josh and Tom save the day?
Yeah,
figure it out? Once in a blue moon?
No, yeah.
Every 4 years, I'll give you a really good weapon. But other than that, just, hey, it is what it is. No, by the way, the great weapons we have, I'm not going to reward them either. I'm just going to keep penny pinching. I'm going to keep asking Dola to take pay cuts. Would he really do that with his defense?
No. And to prove my point, okay, so who do you think... Okay, so Brady is taken out of the equation. Forget about Brady, okay? He can't be part of this experiment. Who's the most important person on the defense? Most important player on the defense?
Best?
Yeah, who's the best player on your defense? Okay, so Gilmore. He's your second highest paid player. Who's...
McCourty.
Okay, Devin McCourty. All right. Who's your third?
Defensively?
Defensively.
I would have said Flowers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's gone.
Right. Bennett.
I would pick Hightower. I don't know why people disregard Hightower. He's got hurt. No, the guy's always making plays, and he was healthy last year. So, and then the most important player on offense is who other than Brady?
Edelman.
Okay. And Edelman, when you look at the list as far as money,
Gronk,
Edelman, James White. When you look at the most money that's spent, where all the money goes, they're all defensive players. You start listening off Tom Brady, Gilmore, McCourty, Gronk.
Hightower.
Right, so he's basically fourth. Hightower, Cannon. So, okay, we're going to
play. Noy, Claiborne, Harmon,
yep.
Lawrence Guy, Patrick Chung, Jonathan Jones. You know, then you start getting into, you're right.
So Gronk is the fourth highest. And then you look at where they put their. As far as their money, as far as priorities, we're going to invest in offensive linemen because offensive linemen contribute to Brady's success more than a receiver. So they believe that an offensive lineman, a Marcus Cannon or Shaq Mason, is more important than any receiver they can get. Because here's the thing. You give me a mid-level, a mid-range wide receiver, tight end, Brady and Josh McDaniels, because they go hand in hand. I'm gonna dissect and create a play that works against this particular defense, and I've seen it all, because Josh McDaniels has the answers to the test just as much as Brady does. And then, okay, so, and I'm used to, you know, making chicken soup out of chicken crap, so I'll figure it out. You want to give me Dwayne Allen? The guy never goes out for a pass. All right, I'll figure out a role for him. Hollister, Hogan, you name it, Dorsett, I'll figure it out.
Cordarrelle?
But all the money, all the important money, the important decisions where they're going to put their money, is all on the defensive side.
See, and I, you know, and get it, and right away people, you know, you might sit there and say, well, yeah, defense. Doesn't mean defense wins championships. Look at the Super Bowl. Okay.
How about your defense tonight? Yeah!
But if you're, I mean, we've gone through this for many, many years, right? Tom, you know, I think a couple years back when everybody, you know, thought they're going to be undefeated, you know, when you, and you went out and you got Brandon Cooks and you're just like, good God, this offense, what can it be? You know, and Edelman goes down, but still. Still a very good offense. And it's like, okay, you know what? You have fun for a year? Good, you're gone. Does it just seems like they try to make it so hard on themselves offensively. You know, I know what happened last year. Again, I sit there and say, we beginning of the year, we said it's one of some of the worst, you know, weapons, the groupings that we've ever seen in front of Tom Brady, especially when Edelman was out. And can they get away with it again? Because last year, I'd say they got lucky. I know there was a very talented team. By the end of the year, they're playing great football. But how many football teams do you know week 14 on the rest of the year don't have anybody in the injury report?
I think that was flat out luck.
Is that not luck? It's
your
football, for
your
God's
offensive
sakes.
Line stayed the same the entire year.
All year.
Sure, you had a couple guys filling in just to kind of get reps, but ultimately, they never missed any snaps.
Edelman.
The same five or six guys the entire year.
Gronk. And I know you can say, well, you lost Gordon. Okay, he's late signing, and then you still had Dorsett and Hogan, I mean, you just, James White, you know, Michelle there for a while, you lost. But I would say by end of the year, there were no season-ending injuries, which you always see. And health-wise, they got lucky. They were extremely thin, and they got away with it. Do they think that they can do it again?
And here's the other thing, is that I think Bill knows that the offensive side of the ball is always going to play with an advantage.
Yeah, I can confirm
that. As opposed
that.
To the defense. So right now, the defense, they don't even name a defensive coordinator. So Brian Flores isn't even listed as your defensive coordinator, but he goes out and he gets a head coaching job. Mm-hmm. So they go ahead and do that. So they'll sit there and they'll manipulate it and they'll make it work. And they just say, you know, listen, if we can't, then don't worry about it. We need to give the resources to the defensive side of the football. We're going to, because we know, you know, it's like when much is given, much is expected. You guys are just better. You guys are smarter. You're faster. You've been doing it longer. But we're still not going to give you any help. We're going to force you to figure it out on your own. It's like, this is your rations. This is your rations for the year. You divide them up properly. Listen, you don't use them all up at once, because I'm not bringing you any more. And, you know, and I'm not bringing in anybody off the street. And if I do, he's not going to be some stud that's ready to bust out. So you got to figure it out. Run the ball. Use all the backs. Make sure you have a strong offensive line. Make sure Brady doesn't get hit. The fact that they have Brady allows them to do so many different things and create so many different options for them offensively.
I don't sit there and say, well, you know, they wanted Humphreys. They just missed out. No. They undervalued the guy. Yeah, they really wanted him. But they undervalued him. They didn't want to spend the extra cash.
And then when they
found out what it was, I mean, if they really 4-40 right out of the gate, maybe you got this guy here right now. Now maybe they make Humphreys and Edelman work together for a year before he takes over Julian Edelman's job. I don't know, but they really wanted a guy, and they didn't want to go far enough to get him. Well, unlike a guy like Gilmore, who day one they blew it out of the water.
And the thing with Humphreys is that so they make a second push for him. And if anyone is, you know, can understand what it's like to, you know, go back on their word, it's Josh McDaniels. Even though I think Josh had a special set of circumstances, and I think I understand why he said, forget Indianapolis, I want nothing to do with that. But he mentions he's a man of his word.
Some wins and a playoff run.
A handshake deal is a handshake deal, but nothing was official until you signed it. You could have changed your mind. Was there temptation, and what was your feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, when I committed to Tennessee, I was, you know, obviously I'm a man of my word. I'm gonna keep my word there.
So here's the thing. So Josh should have called him, and you know, as they made that second offer, all he had to do was say, listen, they're never going to remember it. Mm. Like, don't worry about it. Tennessee will be fine. Golden Tate's out there. There's a bunch of guys that you belong with us.
I want you to be by my side.
Yeah, I'm going
to
open up my world to you. You're going to be an MVP, man. Can you believe that? Say it with me. MVP.
They're very successful. My world to you. They're very successful. They're the greatest quarterback of all time and a very good offensive coordinator. It just seems like every year they make it hard on them. You guys go figure it out. All right, listen, OMF, no Ordway. It's Maloney. It's Fourier. And interesting take here on opinion last night, one Tommy Curran. Could the lack of weapons around Tom Brady, around Rob Gronkowski, be one of the reasons why Gronk is thinking of retiring? You hear what he had to say next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I hope it has to do more with love of the game than wanting to make a little more money.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. The economics will have nothing to do with it. Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. I do think it'll be some time. I just suggested that he take his time, and we'll all wait for his decision, and so I'll support it either way.
All right. So that was Rob Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus. He was on Peter King's podcast, and we heard this yesterday. And it really didn't make sense. I know, Kristen, you were talking about maybe it has, you know, something to do with there's other things factoring in. And
there are contingencies and stipulations. I'm going to call it that.
But we say it's not about money.
Huh?
We say it's not about money, though. I mean, if they came to him and said, listen, we'll give you a 2-year deal, $20 million, give you 10 up front.
I'll tell you this.
Lower the cap.
It'll be about money if they try to make him take a pay cut. If you want to make it about money, Patriots, we can make it about money, but
the
economics
will have nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. I'm not buying that one bit. I didn't buy it yesterday, one bit.
Can we get Barbara to call in and say, Drew Rosenhaus is a liar? Can we do that? Can you call my wife and ask her to turn into Barbara?
Get Chuck's wife on here.
Your wife.
Yeah, so, Chuck's wife.
So you say there could be other factors, right? Like he could have, obviously,
Chuck's wife.
He's got, you know, gigs everywhere, whatever, movie contracts, whether Disney or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Kind of just waiting for him if he wants it.
I think it's basically signed, sealed, delivered. You tell us when you're ready to show up, and then we'll start the clock.
You think Gronk knows what he wants to do? You think Patriots know what Rob Gronkowski's doing?
I think they must have an idea, because if Gronk doesn't give him an idea, it's kind of a jerk move. Not saying that he necessarily owes them everything, because this is business, right? It is. We are talking about dollars and cents, and you can say they've been loyal to you. They've done the right thing. There needs to be a working relationship. Hey, we'd like to maybe sign a tight end. We may need to grab some guys, and all these guys are going off the board. All these receivers are being signed, and all these tight ends are being signed. So, could you tell us, are you 50-50? What are you, man?
Just doing Ranger things today.
Yeah, thinking more yesterday, it was like, you know, why don't we know by now? Why doesn't Rob Gronkowski tell us what he's doing? You know, I mean, we're past the emotional thing of the Super Bowl. We're a couple months beyond it now. You know, what are we doing? A month and a half, whatever it is. If it's not money, what could it be? Right? And I don't know if it's got anything to do with it or not, but last night at NBC Boston, I was with Tom Curran, and he said something last night that was kind of interesting, and I'm like, really? Is this what he might be thinking about?
When he spends time at the Super Bowl saying, look, I don't want to have 50 car crashes on Sunday and then have you guys on Wednesday saying, need you out of practice. If he looks at this and says, wait a minute, for $9 million, I'm going to play 1,200 snaps again, and I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be catching all the crap if and when we don't have anybody else to throw to, and it's all going to come to me, I'm not down with that.
Is he waiting to see if the Patriots, who they sign as the other tight end, or as the other wide receivers? You're going to get a blocking tight end? Am I going to be the guy that's only catching passes, getting hit? You know, is it just going to be Jules and I again?
I'm not down with that.
Or are you going to get somebody else out there? What kind of punishment am I going to take Because last year when Jules was out in the first 4 weeks, that wasn't fun. And be honest with you, because of it, I got banged up. And I wasn't the same all year.
Yeah. Oh, is it going to be, you know, Dwayne Allen 2.0 where nobody is fearful at all that this guy's actually going to go on a route?
Hit me off the line, double team me.
Yeah, it's slants and blocking the edge. If you're going to get Darren Fells, if you're going to go out and get, you know, Dwayne Allen 2.0 and get Darren Fells, then I'm still going to get all the attention anyways. And if you have all these other receivers that can't get open, well, again, I'm going to get picked on. I'm going to be the center of attention. I'm going to be the center of the world. Can you please make it where I have some opportunity to get some free releases and I don't get killed? So, yeah, I would say, and I always said there's stipulations that go along with his decision. And I think, and I didn't even, I had a different impression of what those stipulations would be. My stipulation would be Brady convincing him, listen, look at what we got. We can do it again. Look at the defense. Everybody's still here. We got these young guys now. Okay, we can do this. Let's do it one more time. Ah, but I already got Super Bowl rings. I don't need anymore. No. I can convince. Listen, I'm going to talk to Bill. I'm going to make sure, you know, almost the Willie McGinnis route where, listen, you don't have to show up for OTAs. You don't even have to show up until the second week of camp. We're going to give you a long summer, man. You can do whatever you want. That was my stipulation. But I think what you said, I think is actually plays a big role in it. How many weapons do you have?
Well, yeah, and if you remember, you go back to the Super Bowl, it was one of the media availabilities that Rob Gronkowski just sort of talked about, just the physicality he deals with.
Season's, you know, grind, so it's up and down. I mean, I'm not going to lie and sit here and say every week is the best. Not at all. I mean, you go up and you go down. You can take some serious hits. I mean, to tell you the truth, just try and imagine getting hit all the time and trying to be where you want to be every day in life. It's tough. It's difficult. I mean, to take hits to the thigh, take hits to your head, abusing your body isn't what your brain wants. So it can, when your body's abused, it can bring down your mood. Everyone expects us players to be wide awake every single day. And it's like, yo, like, I just took 50 hits.
So that's, I remember him telling that, and we were like,
wow. I forgot he even said that, because that's about as telling of a tale that I've heard him admit to, as far as...
It's un-Gronk-like.
If you're looking for a message, well, it's he's evolved. He's recognized it, and he knows that, okay, if you've already won a couple Super Bowls, you've been to a bunch, you've had all these injuries, what's left?
See,
and, then the other thing is that you would need something just as challenging and you know, important to pull you away from what you've done your whole life. So what is it, what's the tractor beam that could pull him away? And that would be the easy gig of playing, doing TV, doing movies, getting endorsement deals.
Welcome to the park. You may see some trees.
To me, that's easy
see,
money.
You got, there's two different guys, right? I remember we're hearing that at the Super Bowl, and right away people, you know, the opinion out of that gate was like, wow, he really might retire. He's talking about how big of a punishment it is now, which just affects your mood. Taking hits every single game. And so you say, well, Edelman must feel the same way, but Edelman missed four games. He was shamed, right? He got caught. So he missed four games. Not the same. He came back and said, please, hit me. Hit me, right? Whatever. I deserve it, right?
What is he, Rocky?
No, whatever. I don't know.
Hit me.
But I mean, after what I did, after I feel bad.
Yeah,
I let I let
scream
the team
at
down.
Me. Curse me out. Yeah, make me run.
I let
the
team down.
Yeah, but you
down.
Know what? You know what, Lou, though? Here's the thing with that, okay? So if he thinks, let's take your.
But Gronk wore it is the point. Like, Edelman shamed. Came back and said, you're so excited to play, and said, yeah, I can't wait for the action. I'm going to get hit. That's who I am. Meanwhile, Gronk kind of wore it the first 4 weeks. And I think because of what happened the first 4 weeks, the pounding he took, I think it wore on him as the year went on.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even if he had Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown, James White, let's just say he was basically Travis Kelce in that Kansas City offense. We had tons of weapon, a young... just crazy good quarterback and Patrick Mahomes that was going to create and go nuts, right? He would still be catching the football and he would still be getting hit. So where is the what's the difference? So if he has a lot of guys covering him, hitting him, how many more hits is he actually taking?
Yeah.
So if he was playing for the Chiefs, he'd still be catching, you know, 80 passes. Guys would still be going low on him. They'd still be, someone else would grab him, and then two other guys would come in and jack him up. And that was always my issue with him. Like, he doesn't know any better.
But doesn't it matter? Don't you think it opens it up a little bit for him? You know, when he has, you know, I know they weren't together, but if you had like Edelman and you had Cooks, Well, if you have a number one guy with Edelman and Gronk, maybe even another tight end who
that
could
alone,
actually catch the football.
Yeah, that was a threat.
Right?
Other than just, hey, 99.9 times out of 100, because, this guy is blocking.
Because when you go back to hear that sound at the Super Bowl, when Drew Rosenhaus is talking to Peter King about, you know, it's not going to be financial, and he's still sort of like, well, okay, then what would it be? And then, honestly, like last night, just hearing Curran say this.
For $9 million, I'm going to play 1,200 snaps again, and I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be catching all the crap if and when we don't have anybody else to throw to, and it's all going to come to me. I'm not down with that.
See, it makes me wonder if Rob Gronkowski is like, you know what? I don't know yet. I want to know who's out in the field with us. Yeah, is it just going to be Jules and I again?
Wow, that's a tricky question.
I mean, are you interested in Jared Cook to take some heat off of me? Are you interested in Golden Tate? Are you going to get him? You know, like, is he waiting to see if Bill goes out and picks up weapons or not?
Well, so far he's swinging and missing. And I don't know if a young wide receiver is the answer, because they just rarely pan out. And if you get one of those guys in the second or third round, you just – there's just going to have to be some seasoning. I get what you're saying, and maybe that's Drew Rosenhaus. So when we listened to him yesterday, I was basically just talking about how just silly he is, and I don't believe anything he's saying. But like any attorney, they can't help themselves, right? Can you give me that clip when he talks about it's not about economics? It's not necessarily about money? Because he's just telling us, he's just sending us messages. Because he can't resist it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. The economics will have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Nothing, though?
Nothing to do with it. So,
nothing?
See, yeah. If you're telling... First of all, I don't believe that at all, but I do think there is some truth to what else you got for me. Are you going to get another tight end? Are you going to get a receiver? Okay, we got tons of backs. Are you just going to lessen my burden? Because I think that's a cross I think he's tired of carrying. I think he's tired of being the only option other than Edelman, which, you know, or just only guy out there.
Hello.
I get it. Hey, I'll make it easier on you. I'm going to bring some guys in. But to me, I think that's a losing battle also.
Yeah, it makes
that's
you
another
wonder.
Game of chicken that I think he'll lose. If that's the main reason why he's kind of stalling, you think he's going to win that battle? You think so far they've lost out on the first guy they wanted in free agency. That's Humphreys.
Yes.
Because they didn't go in strong enough, and they got outbid by Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Only to try to go back, offer him $1 million more to see if he would change his mind.
But thank God.
They swung and missed the first time around.
Lucky for the Titans, he's a man of his word, and he's not going to go back on it. So he's staying. Even though the Patriots offered him more money. And here's the other thing that Humphreys could have done. He could have been a real jerk. And, okay, I know I agreed in principle. I didn't sign anything, so I'm technically still a free agent because that was a legal tampering period. Yeah. Well, the Patriots just offered you another $1 million, okay? Mm. If you don't, if you need to offer me another million also, okay, either match it or I'm going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah, so, guys, similar to me.
Is Rob Gronkowski waiting on retirement to see what Bill Belichick is going to do in free agency? Give us 617-779-7937, because to be honest with you, I don't know if Maurice Harris or Bruce Ellington, two guys that are in Foxborough right now, get you excited.
Well, I will say this, when you look at receivers, I think what you should do is...
Three-cone drill?
Yeah, first of all, go to the three-cone drill. Okay, find out. That's the only indication whether or not they're going to make it here. So like Brandon LaFell. When Brandon LaFell played for the Carolina Panthers, you look at his numbers there and then see what he did for the Patriots. To me, it's always most of those guys should have an uptick in production. Most guys. Dorsett didn't because he was all over the place. Brandon Cooks was still the same.
Was forced into the lineup? Then, yeah. I think he would have been okay. And you're right. Maybe they stuck with Hogan too long.
Can you imagine what it would look like if
Gordon, obviously, in the mix?
If they stuck with Philip Dorsett and just allowed him to develop the right way instead of allowing Josh freaking Gordon to steal his reps, what a joke. The guy, you couldn't trust him. Two, he only ran two routes. And I would say that Dorsett could run just as many routes. And if anyone has built a relationship as far as trust, Dorsett's first in line.
This guy's a weapon.
Never drops the ball. Never drops the ball. When they took away his reps, every pass they did throw to him, he caught.
Right.
So that's got to mean something. And I don't know, maybe they look at him and go, well, you know, I don't trust it. He's not big enough. And I don't know. But this is a great opportunity for him to take over. And I will say this. Remember when Amendola came in? They signed Amendola to take to really take Wes Welker's spot. And Julian Edelman was still here. Julian Edelman had one of his best years when Amendola came in because Amendola got hurt. And Julian Edelman became Julian Edelman. So it's a prime opportunity, great opportunity for Philip Dorsett to kind of prove that he's the next guy.
All right, listen, let's go to your call. 617-779-7937. I'm going to go to Scott in Maine. Scott, if I got you here, right? There it is. All right, Scott, go ahead, buddy. You're on to OMF.
Yeah, I think the reason why Gronk hasn't announced what he's doing yet is I think the Pats are waiting until after the draft. That's what makes sense to me. Is if Bill Belichick can keep the other general managers guessing as to whether or not he is or is not going to select a tight end in the draft, that gives the Patriots just a really small competitive advantage over some of the other teams. Maybe if Gronk announces that he's going to retire, then the Pats might need to draft a tight end. If he's not going to retire, then Bill Belichick can pick the defensive tackle that he wants. So that's why I think, you know, I think the Pats know, I think Gronk knows, I think everybody knows except for, you know, he's trying to keep it out of the rest of the NFL.
I think that's a good point.
Well, Scott, to that point, I'll take it a step further. Let's say, because at this point, I think he's coming back. Maybe he's waiting to see the weapons that sign him. Maybe he's decided he's not coming back.
You've had two ex-players basically say the same thing.
Well, okay, let's go there. Maybe he's not coming back. And they sit there and say, okay, listen, this is, we wish you well in retirement. We hope your career goes well, okay? But do us this solid. Don't announce it yet. Because that'll make my job harder. Because if you announce your retirement and then I go try to trade for a free agent, they know I need them. I mean, you know, if I go to sign a free agent, they might, you know, squeeze me for a few million bucks. If I'm trying to trade up to get a tight end, you know, a couple of kids that you like out in Iowa, at least one of them, they might know I really need one, so they might get an extra pick from me. So maybe they know he's retired, and they're just saying, just do us a solid. Let us set the position. We don't want people to know that we're, we dire need of a tight end, and it's going to help us acquire one. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But, you know, you mentioned the former player, Willie McGinnis.
Yes.
He said some things yesterday about Rob Gronkowski's future, where he might be, how he might play out this year. Well, today he was on Dale and Keith.
I'm more convinced now that Willie and I are on the same page.
After hearing him today,
it's remarkable.
Well, then you're clueless as he is, apparently.
No. We're both trying to hide it.
Taking things back or hiding info.
And we're both bad at it.
Listen, yeah. So you'll hear from Willie McGinnis. He was on Dale and Keith. You hear what he had to say about Gronk next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.